Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
HEE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
That guy is still trying to figure out what to do with the Astrodome.
We gave him something. If they want to keep it, we gave him something.
But that was a real thing. I'm not making that up in my head. There was like an actual vote, and they said, you know what? We're going to get rid of the Astrodome. It's done.
Well, the vote was not to fund it, to do something else with it.
This guy's still like, I want to make an indoor park. Who goes to an indoor park ever? $40,000 in debt, I mean, that's a lot, but the cost to pay for your career? That's how much a truck costs.
This is my last response to David.
Well, that's an archaic viewpoint. 18 and get a job might have worked in the 70s. You're one of those people that if I don't agree with everything that you want, then I'm completely wrong. I could sit here and say, I like 10 things that this guy said. Here's the one I don't like. But, oh, I'm archaic. Hey, I'm all for making it more affordable. But it's also on you to go out and do something too, man.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Johnny Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And, you know, I have to say, I appreciate a lot of the perspective on this today. I mean, this has pretty much been the whole show, one thing about politics or another. And I'm okay with it because I'm enjoying the hell out of it. There's some really good, and you know, a lot of people saying, well, if you make it free, then you have to keep up a GPA and you have to do a certain amount in order to stay there. You get booted. That's all fine and dandy. Here's my problem though. I do think, and I think that where do you draw the line? You say, okay, is it going to be 4 years? Or no, we're going to go ahead and pay for everything. So if you go to med school, we're going to pay for that. If you go to law school, if you're going to go to grad school, any of those things, do you pay for that too? I have no problem with where now, and I agree, it needs to be more affordable. And one of the scams is how much they charge for those books.
Yeah,
that is ridiculous. I'm with you guys 100% on that. There ought to be a limit on those.
Well, especially now in a digital age where you shouldn't even have books. Everything
well,
should be on your.
You know
iPad.
What you should do, and I'll put this challenge out to you, to any teachers out there. I'll tell you what we'll do. If you want to make your textbook an audiobook that we can make affordable, email me, fowler975@gmail.com, and we'll do it, and it'll be affordable, and they can listen to it for 2 hours instead of have to pay $100 for a book. You think $10 for an audiobook would be a little more valuable to a student than $150 for one? We can make that happen. I can do that right here. Except the problem is, and I have friends who did this, pisses me off. They write textbooks and then make them required reading for their class so that they have this constant revenue stream. I have a little problem with that. Anyway.
I just don't understand why it's not like everything else. Like, as far as, you know, if I wanted a new motorcycle and I didn't have, you know, 20 grand in my pocket to spend on it, I took a loan out. And then what that's called is debt. I didn't have, you know, 250 grand for a house. So I took a loan out. That's called debt. And then you pay it off. That's now I didn't have the money to pay for my school up front. So I took student loans. Then I paid it off because my education was just as valuable to me as the home that I live in and the car that I drive. It's something that it's worth something. You know what I mean?
And it is to me as well. But Joe says, the point is in the value. An undergrad today is equivalent to a high school diploma 50 years ago. Okay. So, again, though, where are we stopping? That's why. So you're saying a four-year university? And I'm sure it would be just like, you know, the public school versus private school. Now, if I wanted to send my kids to a better university, I could pay for it, right?
Yep.
Here's the problem. Here's why there's a difference in the value of the degree, and this isn't going to be popular either. It's because the education that you're getting K through 12 is crap. And it's because, and we've been on this before with the stupid standardized testing, that's why the value is down.
Right.
It's not because of some, oh, well, we should let people have all have access to this. Because, no, the value's down is because you're not getting a good education K through 12. Because those, you're not paying teachers enough. You've got terrible administrators. And I can tell you from, you know, watching the school district I went to dissolve because it was so poorly run. And that is going on everywhere. And that's a problem. And I think we need to fix that. So what you're telling me is let's take the system that we're doing there, which is clearly broken, and apply that to college now. And that's going to be better for everybody? Not going to agree with you on that. All right, let's get to some phone calls.
Let's get to Slate. This dude's been waiting on hold for 40 minutes plus. What's up, Slate? Sports to you.
How's everybody doing today?
Doing all right, man.
I wanted to make a point about all this free talk. I'm a private investor, and nothing is free, okay? It only comes with higher taxes. And you raise my taxes, I quit investing. I don't take the risk, and there's less opportunity for everybody. And the audience really, really, really needs to understand that. It's very important. I mean, would as far as wagering goes, would you make a bet if you knew that you were going to lose over half of your winnings? Ask yourselves that question. Thanks.
Well, that's the other thing to think about, that once these guys get a college education and actually have to get out in the real world and be big boys and pay taxes, then they're going to be bitching about how high their taxes are. It's a never-ending cycle.
Yeah. Try another one.
Give me Garrett. Oh, Garrett's talking sports. Look at Garrett.
Oh, no.
Hey, guys, sports.
What's up, Garrett?
Sports and everything else. I completely agree with who you guys are on your stance on the education. But I just want to hear what your guys' thoughts were about Blake Griffin breaking his hand, hitting his testes.
Well, yeah. Blake Griffin's an idiot. Supposedly these guys are friends, like off the court.
We're
like,
such children, because we heard that name. We both said the same thing.
We both laughed out loud at the same time.
That guy's such a dickweed.
Supposedly these guys are like friends off the court, go on vacations together and things like that. It's pretty wild, but Blake Griffin, A, you're dumb for – you don't know how to punch somebody. B, dude, you can't punch equipment managers. What is this? Children's games? Come on, man. You're a grown-ass man. You're making millions of dollars a year. Act right. And now he's sitting out for several weeks.
A lot of people throwing out the idea, what if community colleges were free?
Then people would say, well, these guys who are actually paying for college are people, because of course people in job markets are going to look for people who actually wanted to work for something and went out and got it. And they're going to look, that's going to be way more valuable than someone who got a free education.
Somebody says, great, good to know as a teacher I'm working for a broken system.
Oh, you should have known that by now.
Yeah, and believe me, I have a lot of friends who are I have family members who are teachers.
I've got a ton of family members who are teachers.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for them all the time.
And we did a whole show on the thing that John Oliver did on standardized testing, and it riled people up as well, but it's true, and I think it's really screwed up education. And it doesn't mean that, I mean, like, there's good teachers out there, but you should be getting paid more as a teacher. You should, because then we'll get better teachers and we'll get better teaching. That's my point. All right. Who's next?
Juan. Sports, Juan.
Hello, guys. I've always listened to your show for a long time. This is probably a top five show that I've liked. I respect you guys a lot and your opinions. And it's great. This show is very, very good. However, I have got to agree with Jerome Solomon. And here's why.
All right.
Give me a second, I'll tell you. It's been such a big mafia on the whole college thing. There's about 10 countries that are up-and-coming countries, Germany, Sweden, Norway. You got Argentina and Brazil have all done away with charging people for college. And all of these countries have been coming up at least 20%. In the yearly national growth, and not just on that, also as a society, they've been rising and seeing better futures for everybody. I think Solomon really paints a broader picture and is looking at the big picture of everything. And I, like I said, I respect you guys. I don't think you're looking at the big picture. You're only looking at
3 feet in front of you. Jerome's like 500 feet above looking and everything. That's just my opinion.
Okay. Well, those that's fair. Those other countries also have the luxury of not having to be $1 trillion in debt because we are world protectors, the world police, and we have to be everywhere with our military, and our military spending is ridiculously out of control. There's other things that this money, the taxes, if taxes get raised, there's things that it should go to before further educating adults, when that's something that adults can pay for on their own. I'm all for children. I have no, when I pay my school taxes every year. In fact, I moved to a school district where my taxes went way up, and I didn't complain at all because I know I'm about getting a good education for children. But once you're an adult, you worry about getting your own education. That's when, if you have the initiative to go out and get an education, that's when you put on your big boy pants and you go out and get one. And if you listen, if you decide I just can't put myself into debt, or I can't afford college, there's just no way to do it, and I can't put myself into debt, again, there's alternatives out there. There's a lot of skilled trades, especially here, you know, especially where we live.
Yeah.
Like I said, you can go work at some of these plants and make six figures tomorrow. You know, there's a lot of jobs out there for people, because college isn't for everybody. It's not for everybody.
Well, and again, I'm all for people getting that opportunity.
Everybody has it.
And that's kind of it. It's that the potential is there for everybody, and it's not always about student loans. But you have to put an effort. And that's the one thing that I will always take away from this, is like, I'd always have students come into me and say, I need ways to afford this. I'm already working. And I'd basically say, okay, here, let's go through and find scholarships. I'll sit down with you and help you find a scholarship. And not a single one of them ever took advantage of that. Not a one. So to me, what else can I do? Pull the money out of my pocket and pay for your school? I literally offered to go through and help them apply for them and find them for them. To me, if you don't have the desire to simply do that, then I got no sympathy for you.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't have sympathy for you. And if that makes me a, you know, crotchety old scumbag, so be it. Anyway. All right, guys. Imagine how crotchety I was when I was a lot fatter. Thanks to my good friends at Quick Weight Loss, so I don't have to worry about that anymore. 50 pounds and feeling better than ever, looking better than ever. I'll tell you, man, it's such a change from where I was a few years ago, where I've got energy. I love being active now. And at my age, man, especially if you're starting to get up there a little bit, then you need to really think about getting some weight off, because it just makes you healthier and happier. And Quick Weight Loss has not just been helping me. They've been helping a lot of people. I've had a couple of my friends do it now. It's worked great for them. And they've been helping people for 28 years now. You're going to lose more weight faster, easier, up to 100 pounds or more. No exercise required. No prepackaged meals. And this week only, it's Friends and Family Week. Half off full programs. Bring a friend, family member, or come alone and get half off. Kids join free with parent enrollment. Some conditions do apply. But that's this week only. Half off full programs only at the Q. Drop by one of their 15 Houston locations. And if you're one of my friends who are outside of Houston, over in Beaumont, they've got a home program. All you have to do for that, visit quickweightlosscenter.com. Or to get that free no-obligation consultation, call 1-888-305-1117. 1-888-305-1117. Quick Weight Loss Center, 1-888-305-1117. Is it black?
ESPN 97.5.
Texas TCU College Basketball, 7 p.m. tonight on ESPN 97.5.
And we're back on the Blitz. Caller number one, win a four-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park. Join me for live thoroughbred racing. Enjoy a complimentary buffet. Sit in the special ESPN section at Sam Houston Race Park this Saturday. Special 5 p.m. post time. Everyone gets to play in the handicapping contest, whether you win the tickets or not. The winner for the night gets a dinner for four at the Winner's Circle Restaurant. Watch, wager, and win at Sam Houston Race Park. This has been fun. I appreciate the differing opinions. I do. And I'm sorry that not all of my opinions are popular, but
it's all right.
I do believe what I believe, and I'm not going to apologize for that.
Now, here's one thing I will say. is there are some jobs out there, and I wouldn't have a problem with this. There are some jobs that we need more people at. You know,
agreed.
And if we gave discounted tuition to people who are going to work in fields that we need more people in, I'd be okay with that.
I'm okay with that, absolutely.
But, I mean, that's a good investment in our what the country needs. The problem is, and you guys can say it's not true all you want, but you're going to have a bunch of people going to college and getting, I don't want to say useless, because no, I don't think any college degree is useless, but there are some that are definitely going to be, for instance, there's a lot of people who talk to me about getting jobs, and I'm sure talk to you, that are in communications, have communications majors. If everyone with a communications major had the job they wanted, that'd be great. The problem is only about 20% of those people have those jobs.
I think it's less than that, frankly.
Theater arts. There's going to be people going to school to want to be actors, fashion designers. Oh, I'm going to go to college for fashion design. I'm going to go to school for liberal arts. Okay. The reality is those people, the return on investment is never going to be there. We don't need, 15,000 fashion designers a year to run through our college system. If we did give free or lower tuition to people like with West Point, we need military officers. So we pay for they find candidates, they pay for their education, and then they give 4 years to military service. I scored very well on my ASVAB testing when I was joining the Army, and I could have done any job I wanted in the Army, any job. You know what they said? We're going to give you $12,000 if you join the infantry, which is what I wanted to do anyway. But they needed people to go out there and catch bullets, and not a lot of people wanted to do that job. So they were giving out bonuses to people who wanted to do the jobs that are in demand. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with making school cheaper for people who are going to do jobs that we actually need them to do. I'm not okay paying for someone else's kid to go to fashion design school. I don't need that.
That's fair. That's fair. I also would say I think there are steps we can take where it's not suddenly jumping to free college.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I'm getting at. I've said all along it needs to be more affordable. These textbook prices are ridiculous. Those need to come down. I think tuition needs to come down. But having said that, I also think teachers need to be paid more. I think individual schools are spending too much money on things that they don't need to be spending it on. They could easily raise what teachers are making and do those things. And I think if you do that, it's a step in the right direction. And then we start worrying about what the next step is. But
all right. I apologize to everybody who waited on hold. We just didn't have time to get to all the calls today. Yeah, I would have loved to. This show kind of wasn't. It was a little bit out of our hands. But
yeah, sorry about that, guys. I do appreciate everybody who called. Hey, I got to give something away on the way out here. Harlem Globetrotter tickets, a 4-pack.
Give it to these guys that are on the line.
Yeah, you know what?
If you're waiting on the line, give it whoever's holding the longest, see if they want these prizes.
Yeah, and if you don't, y'all stay on because we'll get it to the next one. Iconic Harlem Globetrotters are coming to Houston with their unrivaled show featuring the greatest athletes on the planet. You get a 4-pack of ticket vouchers to see the incredible ball handling wizardry, amazing rim rattling dunks and trick shots, side splitting comedy, and unequaled on court interaction this Saturday at NRG Arena at 7 p.m. or purchase tickets online at harlemglobetrotters.com and get yours now. All right, it's going to wrap it up. Thanks, guys. Fun show today. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.